From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's prime minister criticizes the UN Security Council and the international community. Prime Minister Afak Davutoglu criticized them for failing to stop Russia's airstrikes in Aleppo and other parts of northern Syria, while at the same time demanding that Turkey open its borders to tens of thousands of refugees. Speaking in The Hague at a joint news conference with his Dutch counterpart, Mr. Davutoglu accused Syrian government forces and their Russian allies of carrying out a deliberate policy of ethnic cleansing in and around Aleppo. South Korea says it is suspending all activities at an industrial complex it operates jointly with North Korea. The suspension comes in response to the North's recent nuclear test and rocket launch. Unification Minister Hong Young-pyo told reporters Wednesday his government is taking the action to prevent North Korea from using the proceeds from the Kaesong industrial complex to fund its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile development programs. Senator Bernie Sanders, running as a Democrat, and Republican businessman Donald Trump coasted to big victories in their respective party presidential primaries in New Hampshire on Tuesday. The focus of the U.S. presidential campaign now is moving to upcoming contests in South Carolina and Nevada. There was some news on dropouts. Former technology executive Carly Fiorina has ended her candidacy, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is also expected to drop out. Nigeria says it will boost security at camps for refugees after two female suicide bombers killed at least 58 people at a camp in Dikwa. Officials say three female suicide bombers disguised themselves as refugees and entered the camp. This is VOA News.